You tell an Italian that you're going to create hams equal to the famous prosciutto di Parma, and that you're going to do it in Iowa. I think they're going to kind of fall on the floor laughing, and so will Italian food experts on this side of the puddle. But that's what Herb Eckhaus and his wife Kathy did with their La Quercia hams, and did it very well. There is a catch. Their sense of the ham came from living in Parma. They understand the culture behind the meat. It's about salt, air, time, and a lot of skill. Herb Eckhaus joins us from Norwalk, Iowa. Herb, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you, Lynn.
So, Herb, Iowa prosciutto, okay.
It's kind of a head-turning line.
Yes.
It was always one of those things that caught people by surprise. I mean, certainly people were skeptical, but once they tasted it, it was a ton of fun.
Could you describe what a great prosciutto tastes like?
Okay, well, I like to break it into three components: the foretaste, the middle taste, and the aftertaste.
Uh-huh.
So, like, first of all, for me, for a great prosciutto, it shouldn't be too salty. I don't want to get hit by salt when I put it in my mouth, and I don't want to get hit by salt as the flavor builds, and I don't want to be left at the end with my tongue being ridged because I've taken up so much salt. So I really prefer sweet prosciutto, or prosciutto that has the minimum amount of salt. Then kind of the other big flavor component in prosciutto is umami, which is that kind of indescribable savory flavor that you get with aged foods like aged Parmigiano Reggiano. And, you know, it just has this very rich, nutty, somewhere between savory and sweet flavor, and that's a key component. Right now, I would say my favorite prosciutto is our Tamworth prosciutto, and, you know, it has that umami flavor in the foretaste, and then in the mid-taste, it builds this really deep, sweet, kind of caramel flavor, and that flavor carries through to the aftertaste and the finish.
Now, Tamworth is a breed of pig.
It's a breed of pig, yeah. It's considered a threatened breed in the United States. I read something recently that Prince Charles, who's, you know, known as somebody who cares deeply about his food, and, you know, had his own line of organic specialty food, he actually raises Tamworth pigs, and he sent some Tamworth legs to Di Bello in Italy to be cured into culatello.
So, oh my, culatello being the paragon of cured pork leg, but just a hint above the prosciutto.
You know, it's rare. It's a very special cut, and it's extremely perishable. That's why we don't make it, because I feel it's too perishable to deliver a good eating experience to people in a country as big as this one.
Well, what is the difference between the ham in the supermarket that we usually buy and a prosciutto?
Well, the fundamental difference is ham that you buy in the supermarket is cooked. So there are three ways that you can, you know, protect meat and make it safe to eat for a long period. One of the ways is to cook it, and, you know, you kill the bacteria by heating them. Mm-hmm. One of them is to dry it, and that's what we do with prosciutto. So you take the water out, and then the bacteria can't live. Then when you dry the meat, you can then age it, and you get that really rich, complex flavor and the transformation of texture.
And the time that goes into drying that and curing it?
Well, for us, it varies with the kind of meat that we're using and the way we prepare it. But it's a minimum of 9 months and a maximum of about 3 years.
Very similar to it is what they do in Italy.
Yeah.
So how did you go from a corporate executive to becoming a maker of prosciutto?
Well, it was one of those ideas that you have in your life and you think, wow, this is a good idea and maybe I should do something about it. But this time I decided I was actually going to do something about it. It was the right time in my life to do it. You know, we had lived in Italy and we'd eaten a lot of prosciutto, and we came back to Iowa, and the idea came to us, well, gosh, maybe we could make prosciutto here. And after all, it only has two ingredients, pork and sea salt, and there are more pigs than people in Iowa, so we've got the ingredients. And, you know, then as we were kind of contemplating and planning, you know, it really came to me that when we lived in Italy, our friends every day got up and expected that they were going to have an eating experience that was going to make them feel good to be alive. And this was something that we wanted to bring to people in the United States. You know, when you eat something delicious, you feel connected to creation and you feel happy to be alive. And so that really became our focus, to really show our appreciation for the bounty around us and make people feel good.
Herb, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Lynn. Great to talk to you.
Herb Eckhouse and his wife, Kathy, have Lucretia Cured Meats in Norwalk, Iowa. Now, for more information, head to the website, splendidtable.org.